What is up, everybody? It's been a minute. I have not recorded an episode of Internet Anonymous since May 2021, and it's currently January 2022. today we are live, and I mean really live, just barely, from Quarantine Studios, because guess who just tested positive for COVID? It me. And honestly, in the last 3 months, I've taken so many COVID tests because I keep getting sick. I was at a point where I was just like, it freaking better be. So part of me is like relieved that it's COVID, which sounds ridiculous because I know there's been so many like casualties and stuff from this, but like, guys, I've been congested for weeks. And, like, I've had trouble breathing and all that fun stuff. And I was just like, hold on. I'm gonna pause this real quick. My mom was trying to call me. Give me a sec. Sorry about that, y'all. That's the downside of recording podcasts through your phone, is that it gets interrupted. And my mom's only calling me from downstairs. It's not like, she's real far away. No, she's just downstairs. But like I said, Quarantine Studios. This podcast, I want to talk about something super specific, like, because it's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and that is wishing I had, like, talent. that sounded not the way I wanted it to, but what I mean by that is, like, growing up, like, you hear talent is, like, singing or dancing or art or something of the sorts, and nobody really focuses on, like, oh, you're really talented at, like, I don't know, like, okay, example, I work with kids. That's something that I feel like I've always been good at, is working with kids. That is a talent of mine. Not everybody can do that. Trust me. Sometimes I can't do that. But I always felt like that I wanted to be more than just that. Like, I always felt like I wanted to have more of a typical talent. And a lot of times, like, I don't know, I get to thinking and I'm like, man, what would life be like if I could sing well? Or what would like life be like if I could dance well? You know, or if I could act or something like that. Like, you know, I think about that all the time. And I think what triggered that thought process recently is that I feel like every time I get comfortable in a new job, I start to get into a rut. I feel like I can do more. I just haven't figured out how to do more yet. So, I mean, with that being said, I did start writing again. I'm currently back to working on The Misfit. The Misfit is a book that I've been writing since I was 15. The original writing for it, I lost. I actually believe I threw it away, not realizing that I threw it away because I cannot find it anywhere. And I feel like I wouldn't have thrown that away. Because I always knew, like, that was going to be something that I would continue on with. But I've taken what I remember from that Misfit, and I am sort of, like, revamping the story and kind of making it more, like, make it sound like an adult wrote it instead of a 15-year-old wrote it. When I originally wrote it, it was probably, like, 10 or 15 pages long. And now I'm going back in with my college education and using that actually to create more of a storyline, to create more details in the story, to create more emotions in the story and things like that. And so that is something that I personally think is a talent of mine. And I feel like talents are something that, although comes naturally, it is something that you need to work at. I say a lot. Sorry, just hyper-focused on that. I did it again. Yeah, I just feel like talents are something that comes naturally, and you need to work on them. And if you don't, I feel like sometimes the talent will go away, and other times it'll just stay as is. I feel like everybody gets a talent and a baseline of that talent, and some people get a really high baseline, and some people don't get any baseline. And you just kind of have to figure out if that's a talent worth using. Kind of like when we're kids and we're developing language, between the ages of, like, birth and five, which is the most vulnerable time to teach a child a new language, by the way. I feel like a lot of people don't know that, like, we are born with the ability to speak every single language in the world. What happens with our brains when we start developing and start hearing the language around us is that our brain cuts off the receptors and realizes that, oh, you know, we don't need this, that, and this language, so I don't need to have this here. This is the main language I'm using to communicate. So, and then it becomes something that just sticks with you. So, like, if a child is learning three languages before the age of five, they're more likely to have the receptors to be able to learn more languages in the future. I went off on a tangent. Yay. Anyway, I feel like that's how it is with talent. Like, you have to discover your talents real young, and then you just, if you use it, it stays with you. If you don't use it, it just kind of fades. Not necessarily that it'll be impossible to pick up again, or it'll be, you know, non-existent. I just think that if you're not using your talent, then it's just, it won't seem like a talent to you. Yeah, so when I was, I'm gonna tell a story. When I was in my freshman year of high school, I took acting classes for a semester, and I loved it and I hated it. And I'll tell you why. I was 15 when I took these acting classes, and everyone else in the class was like 7. Okay, every class, they were all like children. And I felt like kind of like I wasn't in the right spot. I felt like I was like I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be an actress, but I didn't want to be with all the kids, you know? I wanted to be, like, an adult. So, I think that's why I stopped acting, too. But I think about it all the time. If I could go back to acting, I would 100% in a heartbeat do it. I really did enjoy the class itself. I thought it was really fun. I enjoyed doing improv kind of things and stuff like that. And now, like, we live in Indiana now, and there's nothing here that offers that stuff. Like, we have a lot of dance studios around here, but there's not a lot of community performing arts things. And if there is, they're really expensive. Where I grew up in Florida, it was like every other business was an acting studio, or whatever you want to call it, I don't know. And it was really easy to just find acting classes somewhere. I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about that lately, and I thought I'd pop into the podcast and say something. I know I don't record much very often anymore. It's kind of hard. I mentioned earlier in the podcast that I work with kids, and I've been doing that since June, which is right around when I stopped recording the podcast. These kids are amazing, and the job is incredibly rewarding. However, it does make me exhausted. And like I said before, it's my first year at a daycare, so I've been constantly sick. Like, I kid you not, it went from like once a month for a while, and then now it's like every other week. Every other week, I'm sick with something else, and I'm so tired of it. When I took my COVID test a little bit ago, I didn't even have time to set the timer for the COVID test, because you're supposed to wait like 15 minutes before you look at it. I didn't even have time to set the timer because it immediately came up positive. And I was like, oh, great. Lovely. I will cherish that with me. Thank you very much. So it's all very proper, you know? I was like, oh, what a lovely circumstance. Now I get to be home all week. Great. But no, it really sucks because, like, last week I missed 2 days because I wasn't feeling good. And then, like, it just kind of never went away. And then two people that I work with tested positive today. And so I was like, oh, great. And given how my congestion was going, I decided, you know, oh, let me just take one. Because my mom's got, like, the stockpile now. Because every time I get sick, she throws a test at me. And she's like, make sure it's not coming. I'm like, oh, great. I was like, and I'm fully vaccinated, too. So it's not like, it's not like, that's what I thought it was going to be. But it's also, like, it's similar to the flu. There are so many strands of it. Like, you can be vaccinated for it, sure. But is that going to stop you from getting a strand of it? No. Back at the end of December, around New Year's, I had flu type A. What? Dudes, I get my flu shot, like, every year, you know? Although, I don't think I got my flu shot this year because I kept getting sick. And they won't let you get it if you're sick. And every time I had time to go get it, I was sick. So, there's that. I'm tired. But yeah. I just wanted to check into the podcast real quick, because it's been a while. And I do miss recording. I think about it all the time. I don't not want to record. I don't ever want you guys to think that, you know, I just gave up on this podcasting. No way. I did not give up. It's just, this isn't a full-time thing for me. You know, this is a hobby I have in my free time. And, you know, would I love to pursue more of it? Of course. My God, one day if I can make this a full-time thing for me, you know, I would 100% love to do that. But right now, I still have to make a living for myself, and this podcast does not make a living for me. So we're just, you know, one day my hobbies will become careers, but right now we have to focus on I have to focus on being able to support myself. And a lot of you know I moved back home a couple years or a year and a half ago because I needed to learn how to support myself financially. And I feel like I'm finally getting back up to a place where I can actually do that. So pretty soon here, hopefully within the next year, I'll be back out living on my own, you know, just manifestation is all that is right now. That's just thought. That's just, I hope, you know. But anyway, I think that's pretty much all I had to say. That stuff's been ruminating in my mind for some time, for the last couple days, and I really needed to get that out there. And I just remembered that the podcast is a really good place to do that for me. I really loved podcasting, and I really love hearing your guys' feedback. And you can catch me on my social medias, Twitter and Instagram. Instagram is Megan_freaking_Emily. And then, Twitter is just Mint, M-I-N-T, or the full, like, username is Meggers9001. You guys can shoot me some comments there. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what you want me to talk about on the podcast. I'm out of work for the next week. So, yeah, just, you know, I'll catch y'all on the flippity flip, and thank you guys for watching. Thank you for sticking around, even though I haven't been good at sticking around, and I hope everybody stays well and healthy, and please, please, please wash your hands, take a shower, put on deodorant, I don't know. Take care of yourself, eat vegetables, treat yourself right. I love every single one of you. Thank you. Bye.